And welcome back to Rosie on the House. You'll hear a lot of noise going on in the background because we're broadcasting live from the Get Outdoors Expo. If you're in the area of Westworld, get on over here. It's a great family event.
It's not
we
hard.
We have got a lot of families here. It is really showing up.
On the weekends with the 101 open and not having your Monday through Friday drive, it's pretty easy to get to.
It is. Hey, I'd like to give y'all, as we wait for phone calls, the number's 1-888-767-4348. I know we've been talking water, and we haven't been taking calls all morning, but we kind of save this hour if you're in the middle of a project around the house and you want us to talk you through what tools or what products or what tricks of the trade there might be, or you're looking for a referral for someone to get it done for you, give us a ring. We have Bree in studio taking the call screening this morning, right? 1-888-767-4348. Hey, did you see where Register of Contractors got together with Phoenix Police and arrested some of the most wanted off of the Register of Contractors list?
Good. I did not, but good.
I mean, these guys are guilty of some incredible stuff, not only contracting without a license, but, I mean, outright just stealing money from people. We've got John Parks, 25, of Gilbert, nabbed and arrested. Ishmael Romero, no relation.
No relation? All right, good.
You know, and
Ishmael in and Romero, that's like an Amish Spanish mix. I'd like to meet that guy.
We have this publication that we've put out, the top 10 things homeowners do wrong. And what homeowners do wrong more often than not is they give in to their inner cheapskate, and they use an unlicensed, unbonded, uninsured contractor to get the job done. So very often, the only thing that gets done is your deposit check is handed off to them, and then they disappear. Your money's gone. The project's never done. We talk about storm chasers all the time. We're right here in the middle of monsoon season. Don't rely on a stranger that knocks on your door or solicits you by phone and wants to talk to you about repairing some storm damage at your house. Those are the guys that are a profession. They make a living out of taking advantage of you, the homeowner.
And
so
they make
don't
it,
do it.
And they make it sound, I mean, you're like, well, I would never fall for that. Well, they make it sound like they're doing you a favor. Hey, I've got some leftover material. I just did your neighbor's house. I'm here in the neighborhood. It'll be cheaper now. I mean, it's presented like they're doing you a favor. Be leery. If you haven't solicited help by calling a professional and it's just someone that randomly shows up, very leery.
Very, very leery. All right, we've got Cam on the phone calling from Maricopa. Good morning.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, how much of a, we're talking storm chasers here, how much of a rain event did y'all have in Maricopa yesterday?
Oh, it seemed like it was quite a bit, yeah, and it kind of came and went, so.
Very good. Well, what are y'all trying to get done around the house today?
It's a problem. I bought the house almost a year ago, and I had noticed that any time we would turn on the hot water, first the hot water pressure is just, especially upstairs, is terrible, and you can only use it like if I'm running the bath, or say the dishwasher is running, the bath won't go on in the hot water. So it's I don't know if it's the water heater or what's going on with that, but it's the water pressure is terrible only with the hot water, and only one appliance that's using water can run at a time when it's using hot water.
And then the second appliance you turn on. So if I go to the kitchen faucet and I turn the hot water on and I go to a bathroom faucet and turn the hot water on, that bathroom faucet isn't going to get anything?
Barely. just barely.
Well, the first thing I would do, has anyone worked on the water heater recently?
No.
How long have you lived in the house?
We bought it in October, so almost a year.
Okay. Has it always been like this?
Yes.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say when we were talking over prices, that was going to be part of the deal to get that fixed. And they said, "Oh, you just need to. There's probably a clog in the piping, and you just need to undo the piping to the water heater, and there's probably leaves caught in there," which sounded ridiculous. But
my number one suspicion is that the shutoff valve at the water heater hasn't been completely open. What is the age of this house?
2005.
So the valve that turns the water off and on going into the water heater, is it a round dial that cranks left or right? Or is it a lever that you just swing 90 degrees to off and on?
Let me take a look here.
Can you get to the top of the water heater and take a look at it?
Let's see.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Pretty short.
Yeah, it's definitely something.
Oh yeah, there's
a water heater.
There's a lever. It's red and looks like it.
And is that lever perfectly parallel with the water line that's coming into the water heater?
Yes, it is.
It's not tilted off a little bit, off angle a little bit?
No, not at all.
Okay. Now, if I go to that same kitchen faucet and I turn the cold water on, and then I go to that same bathroom faucet and turn the cold water on, do I get cold water?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we've got some kind of obstruction right there in the valve of the hot water heater, or we've got a bad circulating problem or plug or something that we probably have to try and blow out with an air compressor. You're going to need to get a plumber on the job and take a look at it. I'm not going to be able to answer that one.
Timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.